This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. New data show the opioid epidemic is getting worse in Boston. The Boston Public Health Commission says there was a 54% increase in overdose deaths in Boston last year compared to the previous year. The numbers are collected by Boston Emergency Medical Services, and they represent a portion of all deaths tracked in the city. And this increase comes despite the latest state-level data, which was released last year, that showed a decrease in the number of overdose deaths across the state. So something is going on in Boston. And WBUR's Martha Biebinger has been following this, and she joins us to explain. Hi there, Martha.
Hi, Deb.
So what are the numbers?
The numbers are from Boston EMS, as you said, and they show several things. They show a 20% increase in heroin cited. So that's when an EMS worker would show up and find a needle or a tourniquet or something on the scene. They show a 30% increase in the use of Narcan, the drug used to reverse an opioid overdose. And they show, as you said, a 54% increase in cases reported to the medical examiner. Those are deaths.
So do we know why these numbers are so high? Why these are all double-digit increases?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, it could be more people becoming addicted. It could be more potent forms of fentanyl, that synthetic opioid that's getting mixed into bags of drugs and pills and everything that people are taking. It could be that fewer Latinos are calling 911 or reaching out to any authority for fear of deportation. We're hearing that on the streets, too. But we're hearing from doctors that something is really scary. So they're using multiple times more of that drug Narcan or the generic name Naloxone to bring people back. I spoke to Dr. Sarah Wakeman, who's the medical director of the Mass General Hospital Substance Use Disorder Initiative, who said she's really not surprised by these numbers.
I think the most I've heard was from colleagues who use something like 14 doses of naloxone. And we're definitely hearing from people who, you know, in the past maybe would have used one or two doses and now are using 5, 6, 7, 8.
So that would suggest stronger drugs, obviously.
It would. Yes, definitely.
Now, we mentioned the state has been touting data that indicates a 10% drop in overdose deaths in the first three quarters of 2017 compared to previous years. So why do you think we might be seeing this discrepancy in Boston? What are some of the theories?
Well, nobody seems to know. I mean, the Boston EMS data is not kept or collected the same way that the state data is. So you can't you can't compare them exactly. What we have to think about more is the kind of the clinical information we're hearing from people about the rates of overdose that they're having to reverse and how hard it is to reverse them. It's possible that the state data, Deb, which went through September, did not take into account what appears to have been a spike in Boston in the late summer, early fall. The Boston Public Health Commission put out an advisory in the middle of September that said we're seeing a 50% increase in overdoses just in the last month or so. Mm. And it's not clear that the state had all of that when they were making their projections about what was going on.
Now, this is new data, but so far today, what have you heard from folks in Boston about these numbers?
Well, what I hear from people is some discouragement, you know. Mm. They certainly had hoped that the state data showing a decrease was accurate. And I guess statewide, it's certainly possible that it is. It is accurate. But there is real fear that we are seeing some of these more potent fentanyl analogs that are just very difficult to reverse in the field. I mean, nobody is going to carry around 5, 6, 7, 8 kits of naloxone and reverse the person that they're using drugs with that. So I think there's a lot of fear and also some definitely resilience. You know, like, okay, we have to step up efforts now. We have to be even more vigilant about getting people into treatment, about finding new drugs that will help both reverse overdoses, about prevention, about everything.
And emergency officials must walk that line between sort of feeling resilience and maybe a little bit of hope to sometimes feeling discouraged.
Oh, and burnout.
Right.
Absolutely.
To put it kindly, sometimes feeling discouraged. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, there's some. I think this will rock things a bit. Yeah.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger on the latest numbers of opioid overdose deaths in Boston. Martha, thanks so much.
Thank you, Deb.